You know, I asked you also early in the morning, right before we came. I don't know why we happened on this subject, but considering that Shoshana's told her story about how Baba helped her in violence and all, but you reminded me to remind you about the story of the last letter to Baba.
Yeah.
And how Baba helped that man.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
So I'm just reminding you if you want to or not.
But what I want is now seeing this lady over here reminds me of the old days, you know.
Yeah.
How old were you at that time, mommy? Oh, granny, I'm sorry.
21.
Oh,
no,
21.
No, at that time.
When I came
when
first?
You first came. Yeah, 21.
21. And now?
50.
Don't say that. You can't believe that you're 50.
Yeah.
You don't look like 50.
Well, I am.
You still look like
50. I'm born in 49.
I'm wondering as to how could she be a grandmother like that?
I know. It's unbelievable.
No, but the, those days, you know, of Harry Kenmore and others, you know, that reminds me. You met
well,
Harry Kenmore.
I have a good husband.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yes.
Bob is our good friend, you know.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
You have a good husband, therefore that husband keeps her young. tell him that we discussed it.
I will, I'm going to. He's here, he's so shy.
He's so shy.
He's a very shy person. No, but
those old
this
days.
Reminds me of Harry Kenmore, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you got any good stories about Harry Kenmore? I have got a good one for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, tell it.
Sarah's changed. Come on, he's asking
I'm trying
to come
to
up
think
with something.
A story about Kenmore.
You have no idea about Harry Kenmore. He was a blind doctor. Have you heard of that?
I look young, but I can't remember
Harry Kenmore.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What a man he was. Good personality, everything, but he was blind, totally blind. He visited India 13 times while he was blind. And once it was only for 5 minutes he came. Today, Baba allowed people to come only for 5 minutes to see him and then go away. It means Indians. But when he heard that, he did come. From New York he came at the airport and then of course, by the time people at the airport came to know of him, because he was blind and all that, but he would have a stick and that's all. He was independent. So when he returns the same evening, he's to return because 5 minutes Baba met Baba and five. This is Mr. Kenmore. You came this morning. You're returning. Yeah, I came here only for 5 minutes. Only for 5 minutes you came from America. Why not to see my Lord? He was that type of person. And then he told them about my vow. So that's how it was. But did he admonish you all?
Oh yeah, he had quite a temper. But I saw that he was also very sweet.
Very sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, he was very sweet. And
he was so, yeah.
Harris, would you like me to share some of those poems?
No, what I'm saying is that apart from the little verses that Baba created for him, Baba created poetry though. So what I'm saying is that one other episode that came to my mind was Harry is here, and now these are the last years. Baba's health is fading, and so Baba says, now, Harry, see. Harry would call him Pop, and Baba would call him Harry. So, and Harry would not sit here like that because he's blind, so Baba would always ask him to sit by his side on a chair. And naturally, Baba would give his hand like that, Harry. So I'd say, Harry, Baba, Baba, Pop, what is water? So likewise, because Baba always wanted to touch him. Otherwise, how can he relate being blind and all that?
And Baba not speaking.
Huh?
Yeah.
Baba
wasn't
speaking also.
Yeah. Baba was not speaking. I had to speak out. So Baba had to give the touch. So he could give the personal touch. So Baba tells Harry that, Harry, you know that I've called people from all over the world that they should come on that day for Baba, for the Savas, coming together for darshan. So I heard that you're going to send the circular. You know, Baba says, I already sent the circular, but I don't want you to come that time. No? He was very, very much this. Why not? You know, Harry, because it will be such a great rush, you know, it's the last time that I'll be seeing them. So it will be a great rush, and then you'll be you'll be sidetracked and all that sort of thing. I don't want you to be like that. I want you to come afterwards. Come say in the month of
November.
When?
November.
No. March.
March.
Was it March?
No, it was
Pastor. Baba passed away on 31st January.
No, it was November. It was the following.
November.
Because Darshan was...
November month and that November.
Yes.
So now, that's November month, but then you come next November after. And he says, I know. That's how the relationship was with Baba. I know. When the month November, October comes, then you send a cable. Harry, I postponed my seeing you, so you come next time or sometime. I know it, that you don't want me now. Says, no, Baba says, how can it be so? If I were to send a cable that you should not come, I order you that you should neglect that cable and come. Because he was that type of, he had a different temperament than the ordinary people. All right. So that's how. In the meantime, Baba passed away, dropped his body in January. He did come to the tomb shrine. He was there and all that, but not. But Baba passed away. He knew that Baba passed away. So he tells me. At Mehrabad, near the Baba Samadhi now that is there, Baba's body is lying inside. He says, hey Raj, yes, Harry, what is it? You know, Baba told me to come in November. Yeah. So now, is it necessary that I should come in November? It's left to you, but if I were you, I would have definitely taken the advantage and come in November. Because Baba had called you in November. Even if Baba says, if I were to send you a cable, not to come, and you should come, means what? Oh. So I have to come? So yeah. All right. He did come, to cut the story short, he did come, and of course we used to go out every day morning for morning walks. So I'm there with him in the morning walk and all that. We go out and all that. And then I tell him about Baba and what happened, and he will tell me about his experiences and all that. It is now next morning he has to leave. He has to come here for a certain period, Baba said. I think 1 month or something like that. I forget now. He was told to come for a month. And Savas was only for a week, but he was given the luxury. So he is here for a month. Now he has to leave this place, Mehrazad, the next day now. So this is the last walk, morning walk. So we are there, I'm taking him out for a long walk, and he's holding the tape recorder there, and I'm speaking out, and he's speaking, and all that sort of thing. All of a sudden, from a distance, I see. No, before leaving the place for a morning walk, he says, hey Raj, you know that tomorrow I have to leave? I said, yeah. But does my pop know that because he called me, I'm here? He told me that he'll be here. And does he know that I'm here? I said, Harry, since when have you become like a little baby? You want signs and signals like that? Because he was of that type. Why do you want to have such things? No, I just want to know whether he knows anything, whether he knows that I'm here or not, because he called me. I said, why do you want to bother about it, Harry? And then we went out for a walk. And we are having a time. And then on the roadside, we see a certain farmer coming with a turban and white shirt and dhoti here. And coming. And then while he's approaching close to us, he opened his arms. And as if he's coming straight towards Harry, you know, to Harry. And Harry was such a person, because we had to be very careful with being blind. If you were to touch him like that,
Oh God.
Who gave you permission to touch
him? your elbow. So I thought a poor man would come and like that. Maybe he's an Indian farmer, and thinking that a Westerner is there, he wants to have a little dinner with him. So I said, Harry, yeah, what is it? Harry, somebody is coming, you know. with open arms, and maybe he might want to embrace you, you know, be careful. And soon enough, he comes so close, but instead of wanting to embrace, he has put his hand out to shake. Sahari has put his hand out to shake hands with you. Oh, it gets hold of his hand. And they both shake hands. And that is the end.
Then
what happens is... then what happens? Shakes hands. All that fervor and all that just stops. Sahari is ecstatic. He goes on. I said, Harry, he wants you to leave the hand, you know. Ask him, who is he? I said, who are you? He said, I'm a farmer. I should do a lot of farming. Oh, he's a farmer and he has to do a lot of farming. Where is he going? So he pointed in the direction of Meralal. Yeah. From there. He's going towards Meralal's side. Okay, bye. And he leaves his hand. And then while he leaves his hand, and what did that man do? He comes out, and what does he do? He just does that. You know what Baba used to do every morning with Harry? Because then he never could shave. So I said, well, you didn't shave properly. See how it is, there are certain things. So that's... And from that moment, he became silent. And we find out, but he would talk, I would talk, I just kept quiet. I didn't know what... I never felt anything like that. But he felt something, we didn't know, from his hand and this. And when we returned, he did not talk. He had his lunch, didn't talk. In the evening, while I'm serving him supper, he said, hey, Raj, I'm leaving tomorrow. I said, yeah, Harry, I know that. Whom do you think that man was? He's asking me. He was a farmer, he said. And he laughed heartily. He said, you think that he's a farmer? He was my pop.
That's what he was called, Baba.
I know it, definitely. Oh, how do you know? Then he gives me all the signs. You see, how his hands would feel. Because he had a great touch, you know, being a blind man. And remember what he did last, felt my chin, you know, that Baba would do every morning. Yeah. And he gave me the sign that he knows that you are here, that he tells me. I had asked for a sign, so he gave me the sign. That he knows that I'm here. Good on you. How was it?
Good.
No, but if you are touched, what do you do?
Who told you you could touch me?
You know, there's so many funny... Okay.
Yeah, what is that?
I was just saying, there's so many funny stories that Money and Rano used to tell about Harry here.
Yeah.
So this is all third person, but I used to find it very amusing. One, at a certain time when he was staying here, Harry was staying here, he was very particular about his food. Very particular. And one of the things he was particular about was his coffee. And Rano happened to be given the chore to give Harry his coffee. Apparently Nadja had been doing it, but for some reason Baba changed it to Rano. So Harry had this whole list of instructions how to make his coffee that Rano followed, and Rano, who was the artist who did these things, anyway, she's very particular. So she would do it step by step by step. But every morning, Harry would complain about the coffee. He'd say, Nadja made the coffee. It was right. You can't follow it. So she goes back to Nadja. So one of the things was to do the coffee in a very special way and never boil. You never let it boil. So she goes to Nadja. She says, Nadja, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm following his instructions. Nadja goes, forget about the instructions. Just put the coffee in the water and just go boil, 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 boil. And then he said he only ate brown rice. You know, everybody here, they mostly eat white rice, but there's a special Parsi dish, which is very delicious, called damsak, and with it, the rice is sautéed with like a brown sugar.
Brown.
Right, sugar
but
and brown onions.
Is
yeah,
not
sugar
brown,
and onions.
It's because of these spices and
right.
all
right. But he wanted brown rice, so one day Money comes over, or Rana to him, and asks him how he liked the dinner, and he said, "Now I only want brown rice. Have you served brown rice?" And that day they had served damsak with the brown rice. So they said, "Of course, Harry, there's your brown rice." But it wasn't the brown rice he really meant.
Okay. No, but the way that Baba treated Harry, the blind, he was really very close to Baba.
So these are poems that actually Baba sent to Harry when Harry was staying here at Marazon. Mm. So the first one is on the 19th of October. And Baba had given Harry a 12-hour fast. And he wasn't to drink even water from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And then Baba sent this little poem to Harry at 7 p.m. 1 hour more, then open your tummy's door, and with vegetables galore, your energy restore. With God's name in your heart, with Maya wage a war, and taking Baba's name, make Maya lick the floor. Then the next day, Baba sent another message.
Read this poem when Maya was here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't think of it. It didn't come up. Then on the 20th of October, Baba sends at 1:45 p.m., "Harry, you are very dear. That's why I have kept you near. Now let this be very clear, as long as you are here, remain happy and full of cheer. About my promise, do not fear. I will speak and you will hear, whether you are there or here." And then on the 22nd, was it the 22nd? No, okay, 23rd, Baba sends again to Harry. Oh no, 22nd comes first. Okay. "Harry, dear, you are fine, yet you need celestial wine. Wine that makes God out of swine, and in one case out of nine, makes one Kutub who does shine over the world of mine and thine." And then the following day, Baba writes to him again. "It's the law of love divine, that you must wither, you must pine, that you must suffer but not whine, speak no words and write no line, if you long for Valentine." And
now it's
just
beautiful. Yeah. Eric Bubble would dictate this on the board?
Yeah. I'd write down immediately.
Yeah. And then the last one we have is on the 28th of October. "Harry, dear, do obey me, as did Peter, as did John. Keep it in your heart, your daddy. You will go as if not gone. Leave your heart in dear Marazad, mind and body in New York. Spiritually eating Baba, physically steak and pork. I will miss you. You will miss me. But one day we will be one. And departing, happy smiling, know your task here is done." So Harry must have been leaving, and that's why he sent
that.
Yeah.